人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
Yes，
亲爱的听众朋友，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。我是小袁，今天我非常荣幸的请到华盛顿州，亚裔美国人。亚太裔美国人事务委员会的专员Carrie 参加我们的节目，欢迎 Carrie。
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are very honored to welcome the commissioner of Washington State Commission on Asian Pacific American Affairs, Carrie Xu, to our program. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you. I'm so pleased to be here with you tonight. I understand that we'll be talking a little bit about the commission and a little bit about myself. Is that correct?
非常开心今天能够到咱们西雅图中文电台的节目来做客。
哦，这个。
我们今天会讨论一些关于亚太裔美国人委员会的一些故事和我自己的故事。
我们经常在各个场合见到 Carrie， 然后我们也非常高兴跟 Carrie 还有他家人成为朋友。我们知道 Carrie 有一个非常传奇的经历，所以我们也想通过这个机会让我们的华人的听众朋友能够了解Carrie 的故事。
We're very glad to meet on various occasions with Carrie and her family, and we're very honored to be friends of them. Tonight we would like to take this opportunity to let our audience know her legendary story andto get to know her better.
Okay. 那我们首先还是请 Carrie 讲一下她什么机缘巧合担任那个亚太裔美国人事务委员会的成员，然后在这个工作上面她做了哪些工作。
First question is, how did you get the chance to become the commissioner of Washington State Commission on Asian Pacific American Affairs? And what did you do on this position?
Okay, well, let's see. I believe this is my seventh year as a commissioner. And one of the things that the commission does is to travel around the state. This commission is comprised of 12 people from all over Washington state that come from different Asian ethnic groups.
Did you say the seventh year on this commission?
Yes.
Great. Carrie 刚刚说这是他在这个委员会任职的第七年了。这个委员会的成员经常在全州的范围内工作旅行，一共有12名成员来自华州的各个地方，代表各个不同的亚太裔族裔。
So how I got on the commission was on one of the meetings that the commission does throughout the year. There's four meetings in different parts of the state. And they had a meeting in Yakima County. And of course, I knew that they were coming to town, so I attended the meeting to ensure that I was hearing from the state commission on what are some of the legislation that would impact our community.
这个委员会每年都会在不同的时候到华州的各个地方开会，一共会开四次会议。当他们来到亚基马县的时候，我得知了这个会议的机会，然后做了准备去参加这个会议。我当时是希望能够听到关于一些立法和一些执行的方面的政策的事务。
So So at the time of that commission meeting, I was very pleased to hear that they were working on some legislation that would help our Asian communities. I had an opportunity to comment on some of the things that they were bringing up, and the chairperson of the commission at that time, she really encouraged me to join the commission, and also just told me to go ahead and complete the application. There was an opening, and at that time, I don't believe that there was a representative for the Central Washington or for the Yakima County area.
当时去参加了这个会议，当时他们提出了一些立法方面的建议，是帮助亚太裔美国人的。我对这些建议提出了自己的评论。当时的主席就鼓励我，让我报名加入这个组织，也鼓励我完成我的申请。我相信那个时候，还没有一个代表是代表中华盛顿部、华盛顿中部地区的，所以我就握住了这个机会。
I think it's important to note that the Commission on Asian Pacific American Affairs is very much dedicated to representing as many of the Asian communities throughout the state of Washington. So, of course, we know that the largest number of Asian Pacific Islander and Native Hawaiians, and, of course, you know, our Chinese Japanese communities reside in King County and in the western side of the state. So they do have a priority to making sure that all of the Asian communities are represented, and especially like in Central Washington and Spokane, for example, where we might have smaller populations. So it was very important for them to ensure that there was good representation.
我想指出的是这个委员会非常重要的一个要求是他们需要对所有的亚裔族裔的群体负责和为他们贡献力量。而当时泉州最大的亚裔亚太裔族裔是华人和日本人在金县和其他的华盛顿的其他的地方，像在 Yakima 和Spokane 这样的中部的地区，我们是非常需要有代表能够代表这一部分少数族裔的。
太好了。然后您觉得就是这个工作您喜欢吗？然后就是您加入之后就是您觉得收获大吗？
The following question is, do you like this job? Do you find it helpful or you learned a lot from it?
I learned so much from the other commissioners. We also have presentations from different people that come to the commission, especially if they have a concern where they're actually not reaching some of our communities. So some of the State Department services will come to the commission and they'll do a presentation and advise us on what is available.
从这个职位上真的学到了太多了，特别是有这样的机会能够接触到不同的人群和不同的政府机构，有一些政府机构他们到我们的委员会来做各种报告和展示，让我们能够了解到不同的部门的需求和能够帮助到亚太裔族裔的地方。
I do want you to know that I very much enjoy serving on the commission. My fellow commissioners are all very committed and dedicated to their various communities. And it feels so good to be among people who have that passion for ensuring that their community members know what's happening in our government.
他说我非常享受为社区服务的这个经历。我们所有的委员都是同样的心情来为我们的亚太裔美国人群体服务。我在其中感受到了非极大的热情让所有的亚太裔的少数族裔群体能够了解到从政府以及从社区来的帮助。
我的下一个问题是，如果我们社区的亚太裔的民众啊，他们如果有什么诉求，应该怎样去联系代表他们的这个 commissioner 呢，就是亚太裔的专员呢？
The next question is if our residents in of Asian Pacific American community want to get connected with the commissioners of your commission, what can they do to achieve that?
Well, there's a couple of things that you can stay in touch with what is happening with the commission. We do have a website, and that is capaa.wa.gov. And so on our website, we have lots of information and resources to help communities. But our meetings are all public. And so anyone who wants to attend, we do have the ability to do Zoom as well as in person. So if we are traveling to, for example, the last meeting was in Spokane. And so for those who may not be able to travel to Spokane, especially from the west side, they can attend via Zoom. So there's a variety of ways in which people from the community can be involved.
关于如何能够和我们的委员会保持联系，一方面我们有一个网站，网址是 capaa.wa.gov。这里面有很多关于我们组织的信息和资源能够帮助到大家。另外我们也经常在全州各个地方开展对外公开的会议。你可以通过 Zoom 或者亲自来开会来接触到我们。就比如说上一次我的上一个会议是在 Spokane 举行的。对于那些在华盛顿西部的居民来说，他们是可以通过 Zoom 连线的，所以有很多方式和地方可以和我们取得联系。
太好了，那我们现在主要就问 Kelly 的个人的经历啊，就是我们很想知道您担任这个就是专员亚太裔事务委员会专员之前是做什么工作的？
Questions about your personal experience. So before you becoming the committee, commissioner of CAPAA, what did you do as your job?
Okay. Well, in my work as a professional before I retired, by the way, I am retired. I have a degree in clinical psychology. I have a Master of Science in clinical psychology from San Francisco State University. And with that degree, I also did some counseling initially, but later I worked as a program director for different mental health agencies.
首先我要说明的是我已经退休了。在我退休之前我获得了临床心理学的硕士学位，在旧金山州立大学。因为有这个学历，所以我担任过很多心理诊所的咨询工作，后来我又成为了一些行为健康委员会的 主管。
I think it's also important for me just to say that my career has been really dedicated to serving communities that need mental health services for whom English is not their first language. So all of the staff that I have worked with very closely all were able to be able to speak in different languages, whether it was Spanish or Chinese, Japanese, Filipino, Tagalog, in other words. So the vast majority of my work has been working with communities for whom English is not their first language.
我想指出的是，我的整个事业都是围绕着为非英语系的少数族裔提供服务来开展的。我的很多同事他们都讲各种语言，包括除英语之外的西班牙语、中文、日语、菲律宾语等等等等。我是希望能够为这些少数族裔群体提供心理健康方面的服务。
So I think that the whole subject of counseling and receiving mental health services is a very difficult for many of our immigrant communities. And so that's why I was really felt that it was so important to really develop that work, because in the beginning, when I first started, there were very few, almost no bilingual, bicultural counselors working out in the field.
我想说明的是，对于移民群体、移民社区，他们的心理健康服务，包括获得心理咨询，和各种建议是非常困难的。因为在我开始这份事业的时候，只有很少一些、很少很少的，讲双重语言或者有双重文化背景的医师。
我很想知道，就是做心理咨询，你有没有遇到过什么样的挑战？有没有特别值得一提的挑战
？I was wondering if you have some very memorable challenges while you work as a psychology counselor.
I think the challenge always is that people are afraid to come forward to seek help. Why? Because there is such a stigma associated with having a need for counseling. So they feel like, they don't want to say, I'm not crazy. They don't want to let people know that they might need help for a mental health condition.
像一个最大的挑战是，我的这些病人，他们经常是害怕让别人知道他们需要帮助的。因为对于心理健康有需求的人，往往有一个，有一个stigma 好的。刻板印象就是他们，可能是精神不太正常的人，而这些病人他们不愿意别人这样认为他们，所以他们就经常不愿意寻求帮助。
So I think that one example would be that for when I was working in Pierce County, we had a lot of people that come from at that time from Southeast Asia, so Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand. So many of the people that came to see us, they didn't say that they had a mental health problem. They described having physical problems, backache, headache, more physical problems, but it was related to a lot of depression or anxiety that they were experiencing.
我想举个例子，是我在皮尔斯县经历的一件事情。那个时候有很多东南亚国家的移民在那个地方，包括越南人、柬埔寨人、泰国人等等。他们不愿意别人认为他们精神方面有问题，所以他们来看诊的时候，经常说的是他们有生理方面的病痛，比如背疼、头疼等等。但这些正是抑郁症和焦虑症的一些表现。
好，我们
原
进
来，
一下广告。Let's have a break and come back in a couple minutes.
This is 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KPNW 98.9 FM HD3 Seattle.
Okay. 现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整。这里是西雅图中文电台。
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心。
这里是您的心灵港湾。
这里是您的精神家园。
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目。收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM 98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
你的健康保险是否涵盖最新的 COVID-19 疫苗？如果没有健保该怎么办？别担心，没有健保的成人和儿童都能通过政府的计划免费接种最新疫苗。绝大多数的私人健保 Medicare、Medicaid、TRICARE 或 CHIP 儿童健保计划也涵盖免费的 COVID-19 疫苗。请浏览 vaccines.gov 或致电1-800-525-0127并按紧字键了解详情。本广告与华盛顿州卫生部合作。位于 Redmond 和 Bellevue 的小百灵幼儿园为1岁半到6岁的小朋友提供中英双语教学，由爱心优质教师执教，并配有营养美味配餐、每周主题课程、艺术兴趣教育等。电话4257613726，4257613726。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅100美元就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线2066198698，2066198698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台《美国故事》栏目的节目现场。今天我们正在直播的，是对华盛顿州亚太裔事务亚太裔美国人事务委员会的专员Carrie 的专访。那么感谢 Carrie 通过 Zoom 参加我们的采访，也感谢雪涛担任翻译。那我们接下去继续访问 Carrie 啊，就是你有没有一些例子，就是像有的病人可能是孩子或者他们家长接受了你们的咨询之后，他们的生活变得更好了，就是您的工作改变了他们的人生，有没有这样的例子？
Welcome back, Carrie. So our next question is, do you have some examples from your work experience that the patient, be it a kid or their parents, their life changed? You give them a life change advice that they become better after your advice.
Life changing advice, huh? Well, I would like to say that, that my work in really listening to each person, and providing them with an opportunity to say what is, on their mind and in their heart, by my listening to them. And I think validating, who they are I try not to, frankly, I'll tell you one thing. I try not to give advice because each person knows themselves the best, right? And so I want to always honor that. But sometimes we just really need someone to listen to what our concern is and to validate that that concern is a real concern.
非常多的给建议，因为人们对于他们自己是最了解的，但他们常常需要有人能够听取他们正在思考和忧虑的问题，并且确认这确实是一个问题。You're on mute， 教练。
我相信这多多少少会改变他们的人生。
If this will more or less change their life.
Well, I can give you an example of some people that we worked with that had witnessed some very tragic events. It was during the Vietnam War era. There were a group of Cambodian women who had witnessed some pretty horrible things. And by the time that they came to America, they were experiencing like blurred vision, and they felt like they could not see clearly. So it was called, they thought that they were going blind. And actually what had happened was that our minds are very powerful. And so when we experience something that is really horrible, we feel like we cannot see or don't want to see it anymore. And so actually their eyes became blurry, even though there was nothing physically wrong.
我想举一个具体的例子，是我曾经一起工作过的病人，他们曾经经历过非常悲惨的事情，是在越战期间，这些越南的妇女，他们看到了和经历了一些非常难以想象的糟糕的事情。当他们来到美国以后，他的眼睛，就变得模糊起来，他以为他自己快要瞎了，但其实事实是。我们人的大脑是非常强大的，当你经历了非常悲惨的事情，你可能你的大脑就会释放一些信号，使你不能看得很清楚，或者根本看不见了，因为你不想看到这些悲惨的事情。
So you ask them, well, how did these women get better? They had already been to see the doctor.And the doctor, after examining their eyes, they found nothing that was physically wrong. But it had to do with their emotions, right? Their mental state. They had become so saddened by that, that they could, it was like they would say, I cannot see any more bad things. But what we did,was to find out from them what gave them purpose and joy in their life. And we were able to start up a garden for them, a home, basically a community garden. And when they started working in the community garden, they began to feel better. It was more like their home. And, their blindness started to resolve and they were able to see again just by being able to do some of the things that they enjoyed in life so well.
You gave them a job in the community garden or just send them to see the community garden?
We gave them a job in the community garden.
Okay. 所以当你问我们怎么做让他们能够感觉更好的时候我们确实做到了。当时的眼科医生给他们做了检测然后说他们的眼睛并没有问题。这实际上是一个情绪和精神状态的问题。他们太为他们看到的事情感到太伤心了所以他们选择看不见这些坏的事情。而我们当时做的就是帮他们找到人生的意义和愉悦我们让他们在一个家庭或者是社区的花园里开始工作这成了让他们感到很开心的事情也慢慢使他们的视力恢复了。
感谢您分享这些故事和经历我们想继续了解你的其他的个人经历。
Thanks for sharing with us this beautiful experience. We'd like to know more about your personal life.
我们知道您是出生在美国，那么现在呢也会讲粤语是吧？然后也是华裔啊，然后我们想。想请您跟我们分享一下您的父母简单的分享一下您父母到美国时候的情形然后您父母对您的影响是怎样的
Now that you are born in the US and you can speak Cantonese and you are Chinese American so we are wondering what happened when your parents first came to the US and what's their impact on you
That's a wonderful question. I owe so much to my parents. My father actually came to this country when he was only 12 years old as an unaccompanied minor. So it's kind of interesting to hear situations these days for young people coming to this country as a minor person. But my father also came to this country when he was 12. And at the age of 16, at that time, it was arranged marriage. So,
Let me finish this part.
Yes.
这是个很好的问题，我的父母给我太多，我感到我欠他们，我应该给他们一些时间来讨论接下来的话题。我的父亲是在他12岁的时候来到美国的，当时他是作为一个未成年人需要大人陪伴的未成年人来的，所以对于今天的年轻人来说，他的经历也蛮值得借鉴的。他在16岁的时候就接受了一个可以叫包办婚姻吗？
就是包办婚姻。
Okay. So during my parents' generation, it was arranged marriage. So my father went back to China at the age of 16 and he married my mother, which had been, there was an introduction through their parents. So my mother didn't and my father did not see each other until the moment that they were married, in fact. And then my father returned to America, leaving my mother in China. And then they did not get reunited until she was 28 years old. They were both 28, yes.
So, 在我父母那个年代，确实很多家庭都是用包办婚姻组成起来的。我的父亲在他16岁的时候回到中国，迎娶了我的母亲。他们当时是通过父母介绍的，但是一直到他们结婚都没有见过彼此。他们第一次见面就是在婚礼上。 之后我的父亲就离开中国回了美国，一直到我母亲28岁的时候，他们才又再次团聚。
Let's have another break.
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话2066217501，2066217501。
巴克利律师事务所专业受理人身伤害索赔，多年来专门办理车祸等意外受伤的案子，索赔成功过后收费，不成功则不收费。联系电话2069206721，2069206721。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501C3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话2066198698，2066198698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台正在直播的美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们通过 Zoom 专访到华盛顿州亚太裔美国人事务委员会的专员 Kelly 徐。那我们请 Kelly 继续他父母的故事。
Let's continue with your parents' stories.
Okay. I think my parents' story is actually very common for that generation of arranged marriages. So they were separate, here they were separated for 12 years.And had not seen each other. But after they were reunited, my brothers were born. I have two older brothers and two younger sister and a younger brother. So five of us. I was the oldest daughter.
我想我父母的故事对于他们那个年代的人来说是非常常见的，他们直到再次相见中间间隔了12年，这12年他们都分居在异国。在我母亲来美国之后，我有了两个哥哥和后来又有了一个弟弟和一个妹妹，我是最年长的女儿。
One thing is very important to note, you're right, when my mother cameShe did not speak any English. My father's English was actually very good by that time. And my father said to all of us, no English in the home. That is disrespectful to your mother. You will only speak Chinese. So when I started kindergarten, guess what? I did not speak English. Only Taishanhua.
我母亲刚来美国的时候一点英文都不会讲，我父亲却能讲很好的英文，但是他在家里立了家规，说在家里不能说英文，因为这是对我们母亲的不尊重，所以我当时在家里只说台山话。你能够想象吗？我刚进幼儿园的时候一点英文都不会，只会说中文。
好，那我们就问一下，就是您跟您父母的婚姻的差别啊，就是因为我们知道您在退休之后又谈起了恋爱，然后并与近两年又结了婚，在这里呢也向您表示祝贺。
Next question is about the marriage. You have a very different marriage life from your parents. So,You're dating recently and get married again. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. My first husband passed away, so I'm a widowed. And as it turns out, When I was serving on the commission, after I think it was in my second year, we had a new executive director named Toshiko Hasegawa. And she was the one that was responsible for introducing me to my husband, which happened to be her father.
是的，我的前夫是过世了，所以我是寡居的状态。在我担任委员CAPA 委员会委员的第二年，我们来了一位行政行政主管，而他是叫执行总监，他的名字叫 Toshiko Hasegawa。他是把我介绍给我现任丈夫的人，他实际上是我的先生，现在的先生是他的父亲。
然后我们知道您跟那个 Bob dating 的时候也像年轻人一样，经常在各个场合手拉着手，然后能不能跟我们分享一些，就是当时你们的故事。
Know that when you are dating with Bob, you are both like young people holding hands together all the time. And could you please share with us some of your sweetest love stories?
Oh my goodness. well, he, I don't want to say too much, but I will say that he has the best heart. He is so thoughtful and considerate. And I think that that's one of the successes for any kind of relationship is thoughtful consideration for your partner. Just all the little things that I love to cook. And he always cleans up the dishes. He will not let me do the dishes. He says, you cook, I will do the dishes. So I think those small things, he's always the perfect gentleman, opens doors, very, very thoughtful. And I think as much as we like maybe big things to happen, I think some of the really small acts show the love.
我可能不能说的太具体，但他确实是一个非常好的人，他有好的最善良的心，非常的为别人着想，考虑的很周到。我想任何一个成功的关系当中，体贴入微和为别人着想都是非常重要的元素。举一个小例子，我非常喜欢做饭，而他总是自觉的洗碗，因为他说你做了饭我就应该洗碗，就是这样一些小事情。虽然也有很大的一些决定上的事情，但这些小事情能够表现出一个人的本质。
Anymore?
I think you're just trying to embarrass me.
No. Okay.那我们其实我们非常高兴那个有机会采访到Perry 女士，然后我想请问一下，谁对您的影响最大？
We value this opportunity to interview you, and who has the biggest impact on you in your whole life?
I have to say that, frankly, it is my mother. My mother and I are very, I'm the oldest daughter, so I think that she had a lot of She felt like it was very important to teach me all the things that she had learned growing up in China. All the, how to really be thoughtful and considerate, and how to be a good person, and how to be very focused on your family and taking care of your family. And she taught me so much, and I frankly wish I had learned more from her. I mean, she lived a very long life. She lived to be 101, and I am so grateful for having that much time with her.
给我人生最大影响的是我的母亲，作为一个作为最年长的女儿，她真的是把毕生的精力都想要教给我，包括她在中国长大所学到的所有的东西，她教会我如何成为一个能够为他人着想的体贴入微的人，非常多的好的特质想要教给我。包括要关注自己的家庭，帮助自己的家庭和在生活和家庭中达到平衡。我非常感恩他是非常高寿的一位老人，一直活到了101岁，这也让我能够有很多时间和他陪伴在一起。
我们知道您是出生在美国，但是您有没有机会到中国去？然后去的时候的情形是怎样的？
Now that you were born in the US, did you have a chance to go back to China? And what's your experience visiting China?
I went back to only to, actually I was in Hong Kong. And that was actually the closest I got to China. This is when I was in college, my undergraduate. So I was, had an opportunity to visit then. It was kind of really exciting for me to feel like this country is where my parents came from, and to see so many people that look like me. And so that was very exciting. And it wasn't until later that I was able to travel to Taiwan for a summer and studied a little bit during the summertime there. But I have not really had an opportunity to go back and spend more time, which I would love to do.
Is that the summer of your college year too, when you went to Taiwan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 那我想我离中国大陆最近的一次是我回到了香港。那是在我读本科，在大学读本科的时候，我有这么一个机会到那里去访问。我非常激动，看到了我父母来自的国家，而且有那么多跟我长相相同的人，我感到非常兴奋。同年的夏天我也到了台湾，但是我没有机会回过大陆。
今天呢，因为时间有限，很快要到节目的尾声了，我们非常荣幸请到华盛顿州亚太裔美国人事务委员会的专员凯律师参加我们的专访。然后我们想请凯律跟我们的华人社区说一两句话，就是
All the good things will come to an end, and we are very glad to interview Carrie today. So Carrie, do you have any final words to tell our Chinese audience?
I am so proud to be Chinese. I think that we have so much to be proud of. In terms of, you know, when we look around when we look around even our home, right? Some of the things that we know that came from China, that were invented by Chinese people. And I think that it's so important to know who we are and where we come from and what shapes our lives, and to always know, and that is something to be proud of. Thank you so much for having me and for spending some time with me this evening. I'm so happy to be able to share.
我想说的是，我作为一个中华裔美国人，是为我的祖籍感到非常的骄傲的。我们每一个华裔的亚裔美国人都应该为自己感到骄傲，包括你在家里环顾四周也能看到很多东西是中国人和中国的企业制造的。作为少数族裔群体，我们应该要知道我们是谁，我们从哪里来，以及什么塑造了我们的人生。最后我想表达的是，我非常感激你们邀请我来参加今天的访问，感谢我们一起共度了这个美好的夜晚。
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
谢谢。
Take care, Carrie.
不客气。
Thank you.